Venerable Sir, is there a difference between metta and non-hatred?
Well, to a certain degree, I mean, it's helpful to define terms, but yeah, recognize that you are defining terms, so that metta and not like non-hate, like Lopa Samedo spent many years in his early teaching career in England defining metta as not dwelling in aversion. Because people would you conjure up an idea of metta. Oh, I've got to be, I've got to be gushing with loving kindness for every being if I'm going to try to cultivate metta. But and then Lopa Samedo said, well, if you can just not dwell in aversion, it's a great start, and it's a really perfect foundation. Is metta non-hatred? Well, yes, absolutely. By definition, it would be non-hatred, because it's like even in the the definition of samma sankappa, your definition of right thought, apaya bhara sankappa, so not dwelling in ill will is the definite, and it's usually, but then it's synonymous. You start looking at, it's a code word for metta, looking at it in its positive sense. But the Buddha, in many ways, is when you're trying to be precise, if you say it is, this loving kindness and goodwill to all, they say to them, oh, I never have loving kindness. But in order for it to arise and be present and establish itself, the foundation has to be that mental formation that is not bound by ill will.